You're listening to SBS News.
At a top security courtroom on the outskirts of Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam, family members of the victims of the MH17 tragedy are beginning to arrive for the first day of closing argument.
Today we are here to do right by the 298 victims of flight MH17.
Public prosecutor Tyge Birge is one of several tabling evidence and their indictment to judges for the continuation of the murder trial of three Russians and one Ukrainian charged with involvement in downing the Malaysia Airlines flight over eastern Ukraine in 2014.
Your court will need to determine how on the 17th of July 2014 MH17 was shot down and whether the accused, Dubinsky, Gherkin, Pulatov, Kachenko, are culpable or not.
All 298 passengers and crew were killed, with 193 of those Dutch citizens who were on board the flight to Kuala Lumpur. Pete Ploeg is a family member of the victims who lost his brother, sister-in-law and nephew.
We get to hear the conclusions of the prosecution. And Wednesday we will hear the sentence demands of the prosecution. So this is, for us it's very important.
It's expected to take 3 days for the judges to go through the full indictment hearings, with the four suspects to be tried in absentia. Russian Oleg Pulatov is being represented by lawyers, with the other three, Russian Sergei Dubinsky and Igor Gherkin and Ukrainian Leonid Karchenko, all having refused to appear in court. The group are accused of being pro-Russian rebels who brought the missile system that shot down the plane into East Ukraine. Prosecutor Tyge Birge says they were using the weapon on July the 14th as a tool to serve their own military interest.
Op dat moment detoneert een warhead van een
At that moment, a warhead from a Buk missile detonated to the left of the cockpit. Shrapnel and missile parts pierce the left of the cockpit and the accompanying blast does the rest. The fuselage breaks down in multiple parts and plummets down. The passengers of flight MH17 didn't stand a chance.
International investigations found the missile used to shoot down the Malaysia Airlines flight was from Russia, something Moscow has continued to deny. When asked by the BBC in 2019 if it was time for Russia to admit responsibility, President Vladimir Putin said what was presented doesn't prove anything.
Russia never ducks its responsibilities when it shoulders the responsibility. But what we have seen, what has been presented as evidence, we absolutely disagree with. There is no proof whatsoever.
The hearings come amidst rising tensions between Moscow and the West after a Russian troop build-up near Ukraine, sparking fears of an invasion. Public prosecutor Tyge Birge had this to say.
Determining the truth in this case may also contribute to averting new violence in the future. After all, a world that makes no effort to ascertain the truth and to punish the guilty when hundreds of innocent civilians are murdered is leaving its civilians as fair game. And for that reason, truth and lies need to be distinguished and perpetrators need to be punished. That is our task in this courtroom.
Sentencing demands will be handed down for the suspects at the end of the 3 days of closing arguments, with life imprisonment the maximum penalty. Peter Langstrat is one of 9 lawyers representing the victims of MH17.
We will hear what kind of punishment the public prosecutor is thinking about. And we expect it will be a rather high punishment. We don't know yet, but maybe 30 years, maybe lifelong. Because at the end, 298 people died as a result of the acts of the suspects. So it's going to be important day for us, but also for the family members.
A verdict is expected to be handed down late next year. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.